We're going to go to Milwaukee and bring in the Cubs play-by-play radio voice. He's a veteran and, of course, a native here of the San Jose area in the Bay Area, one of the best in the business, and that is Pat Hughes. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Marty, I'm doing fine. I'm at Miller Park awaiting the start of the Cubs-Brewers game. It's the series finale, and it wraps up a very difficult week for the Cubs. As you know, we started against the first-place Giants, managed to win 1 out of 3, and then the Cubs have split the first two here. A good matchup today, Jeff Samardzija against Kyle Loesch.
Well, I had Samardzija on the show this week, and what an enjoyable man to talk with. And, Pat, he has put it together this year. You've seen his whole career. Is there a difference in him? What happened that all of a sudden it came together for this 29-year-old?
Maturity would be one. I would say command of the strike zone would be another. I would say developing some new pitches. He has really three different fastballs, Marty. He's got the four-seamer. He's got the two-seamer and putter, and he throws all of them about 95 miles an hour, and he has control of all of those. He's really become just a dominant power pitcher.
Wow. Pat Hughes with us, of course, the play-by-play voice of the Cubs. Always nice to have Pat on. Now, we're going to get to baseballvoices.com in just a second. But, Pat, we have not seen the Brewers yet. You've seen the Brewers, and I talk about the Giants and the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Braves, the Marlins. I can't get a read on the Brewers yet. The five-man rotation is in there every day. Braun's hitting the ball. Lucroy looks like an all-star. You've gotten a good look at the Brewers. Give me a little bit of your take on Milwaukee.
They have a nice team. I still think the Giants are the best team that I've seen. I think the Cardinals are very strong. But the Brewers have nice balance. They have a lot of speed in their order. They've got Ryan Braun. Carlos Gomez is a multi-talented ball player. He's a great center fielder as well. Gene Segura is an excellent young shortstop defensively, and he can also hit a little bit. They, like the Giants, have a very good hitting catcher in Jonathan Lucroy. They've also got Aroldis Ramirez, who has been injured. He's going to rejoin Milwaukee Tuesday or Wednesday. But, Marty, you touched on the key, and that is starting pitching. The Brewers have a nice, strong rotation. I mentioned Kyle Loesch is going today. We saw Willie Peralta. They've got Giovanni Gallardo. They just have a real nice, balanced team. And Francisco Rodriguez, their closer, is experiencing something of a renaissance in his career. So they don't have a lot of weaknesses.
Can they go the distance? And from just that analysis, I mean, I look for the formulas, good starting pitching, solid bullpen, hit some home runs and catch the ball. Is this a team that can go the distance?
Well, it's a good question. Today we hit the exact one-third pole. This is game number 54 for the Cubs. I think most teams are right around that 54-game mark. A lot of baseball left, but you've also got the trading deadline coming up at the end of next month, and that's where things can change. You can add a piece to your puzzle. You can add a veteran pinch hitter or a veteran outfielder or a run producer or a reliever. So a lot of things can happen at that trading deadline. But I would say that right now, Milwaukee is the team to beat, and the Cardinals, at this point, are the only other team in the division that is really putting up much of a challenge. The Reds and Pirates, who were both postseason teams a year ago, are not yet at the 500 mark. I think until a team gets to be 500, they can't really be taken seriously. And the Cubs are struggling, to be honest. They are 13 games below. But can Milwaukee win the division? Certainly.
Boy, great to have Pat with us. Pat Hughes, of course, the radio voice of the Chicago Cubs. Pat, you have done something in your career which is such a service to the fans and shows your love of the game. Baseballvoices.com. And Father's Day is coming up, and last year you did a tremendous CD that we've given to so many fans here and so many people in the Bay Area of Russ Hodges and the great Lon Simmons. And it's a timeline of their careers, Giants baseball. And I know with Father's Day coming up, I always like to have you on to talk about baseballvoices.com. So give us a little more background of the CD and where we can get it.
Well, Russ and Lon, Marty, were the two guys that I grew up listening to. I grew up in the Bay Area in the late 50s and early 60s. Russ and Lon began in 1958. They were a great team until 1970 when Russ retired. Lon then continued on and had a legendary career of football announcing with the 49ers and then later with the A's. But it's with the Giants that I remember Russ and Lon. Two of the best announcers. They had great teams to cover. And it's just a lot of fun to go back and hear all those highlights. So that's what I did with the CD. I put all kinds of highlights that'll bring back memories to whoever is listening. Memories of the 1962 pennant-winning Giants. Memories of Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Orlando Cepeda and Juan Marichal. And the neat thing about Baseball Voices, Marty, is that it not only reminds the listener of their favorite teams, their favorite ball players, and their favorite broadcasters, but it reminds them of themselves. It reminds the fan of his or herself as a young baseball fan. For example, there'll be highlights that you'll listen to and you'll think, I went to that game. I went to that game and I saw Willie Mays hit his 400th home run. Or I went to a game where Willie McCovey bunted and drove in Willie Mays from first on a double. That's right. Willie McCovey bunted on the AstroTurf at Candlestick. It rolled down the left field line. Willie Mays scored all the way from first on a bunt. But that's one of the highlights on there. But it'll bring back memories, and it's all available with Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons, two of the greatest announcers ever. It's available at baseballvoices.com.
Well, it's terrific, and I've enjoyed it. Pat Hughes is with us. Pat, you know, you look at, I know Mel Allen was the CD this year. What can you give us an idea maybe next year where you're going with this?
Maybe Chuck Thompson, the great voice of the Baltimore Orioles. He was one of the few guys, Marty, that broadcast, I think, at the same time. The seasons were shorter, but he was doing Orioles baseball. He was doing Baltimore Colts in the Johnny Unitas era in football, and he was doing the Baltimore Bullets. They had Earl Monroe and Gus Johnson. So he was doing three professional sports at the same time, and he's one of the only guys, I think, that has ever done that, Chuck Thompson.
Boy, I loved listening to him. I'm thinking Bill King, it's something, did Bill maybe crossed over there. I don't know if he did them all at one time, but Bill's probably pretty close to that as well. How about a Bill King CD? Have you thought maybe to do one of those?
Absolutely. Bill had as much influence on me as anybody. But right now, Marty, the series is called Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. And although Bill should be in every Hall of Fame imaginable, he is not yet in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He certainly will be someday. But for right now, I am limiting the CDs to Hall of Fame announcers.
Well, it's terrific. I love it. And I every year, and you've done a number. How many have you done already, Pat?
We've done 12.
Wow. Well, and they're still all available, I take it, if you go to baseballvoices.com?
Absolutely, and we also offer digital downloads these days, Marty, so if you don't feel like you want to buy the entire CD, you can buy a single track. For example, you can buy the 1962 postseason with Russ and Lon on one track, or you can buy the famous Bobby Thompson home run called by Russ Hodges, which is certainly part of the CD. You can buy that one track. Just go to iTunes and search for Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons.
Boy, terrific. Boy, it's a labor of love, isn't it, Pat, to put all this together and come up with the tracks and the games and all that. I imagine it takes you a lot of time to do it.
Well, it is a labor of love, but I started it, Marty, because I like to learn. And by listening to all these great announcers, I feel like it's helped my own broadcasting of Cubs games on the radio every day. You just pick up little bits and pieces, little ways to make a call, little ideas. Somebody once said, if you copy from one person, it's called plagiarism. If you copy from many people, it's called research.
Very good.
So I feel like it's been a labor of love. It's been something that has been very popular. Fans seem to love listening to these old highlights. But also, I've learned a heck of a lot, too.
Oh, it's terrific. I know Ken Korak is probably listening to us as he drives into his game today. And, of course, he appreciates all the work you do. And I tease him. I said, boy, the Hall of Fame should recognize pregame radio hosts. So if they ever do that, I want you to get some of my interviews on there.
Well, Marty, you are so popular. Every time I talk to my brother in San Jose, he says, boy, I listen to Marty, and he's got such a great show. He knows so much about baseball and the Giants, and he can predict what's going to happen in series. And you have a huge following, Marty, so keep up that great work.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Before I let you go, we just had an interview with Brett Butler, and I was really impressed with his statistics and numbers and how he spoke as a leadoff hitter. And I'll ask you this in just a gut reaction. Leadoff hitters, Pat, in your long career of watching baseball, who comes to mind as a leadoff hitter for you that really understood the role of getting on base and making things happen?
Well, there'd be several of the guys on the teams that I covered. I've been fortunate enough to cover Paul Molitor in Milwaukee for about 9 seasons. Paulie was a great leadoff hitter. Alfonso Soriano was an unusual leadoff hitter in that he didn't draw a lot of walks, he didn't take a lot of pitches, but boy, he could give you that 1-0 lead early in a game with a long ball. And then, of course, in the American League, covering Milwaukee's games against the Oakland A's, I think Ricky Henderson was really in a class by himself. When you talk about walks, power, speed, stolen bases, I don't think anybody can touch Ricky Henderson. So those are three pretty dynamic leadoff men that come to mind. Now, thinking of Brett Butler, he's probably the best bunter maybe that I've ever seen. And he's one of the few guys, Marty, and I covered many games of his, he's one of the few guys who, even if the third baseman and the first baseman and everyone in the park knew he was going to try to lay down a bunt, he could still do it and still beat it out for a base hit.
Wow. He sort of said that on the interview, and you confirmed it. Very nice. One last thought for you. We had Sean Dunstan on this morning, and I must tell you, very enjoyable, a great baseball guy. Sean Dunstan, what are your thoughts about him, your remembrances of Sean Dunstan?
He was gone when I arrived, but he came back for the 97 season and spent at least a year or two with us. A delightful character. He was an excellent ball player, had a great throwing arm. He may have chased down pop flies better than any shortstop that I ever saw. And you got to ask him about Ryne Sandberg, the Hall of Famer, who played second base right alongside him. Rhino, for whatever reason, Marty, wanted no part of pop flies. So Sean Dunstan not only would run into shallow left field and over by the left field line and out into shallow center, because Rhino did not like chasing pop flies, Dunstan would run out into right center field to make catches as well. That's a memory of Sean. But a great guy. He had power. Great throwing arm, but boy, could he track down those pop flies!
Boy, great insight. I'm gonna follow up with that. See, Pat, I appreciate it. Pat Hughes, thanks for taking the time. It's baseballvoices.com for a holiday, a birthday, or just if you're a baseball fan. It's just terrific. It's fantastic, and I'm so glad you did it. And I'm glad to have you on anytime, Pat.
Marty, I thank you very much. And in 2 weeks, you have a happy Father's Day. Okay.
All right. You too. Thank you, Pat. All right, that is Pat Hughes, the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs, really a baseball guy. And, boy, Chuck Thompson, I remember when he did the Colts and the Orioles. Don't remember him doing the Baltimore Bullets, but, boy, when Pat does that one, that is a CD I'm absolutely going to get. All right, but more right here.